Well, g'day, and thank you very much for joining us on another edition of The Journey, a show that's been picked up in Christian radio stations right around Australia, is being listened to increasingly by people through live streaming, they're listening to it as podcasts, and it's being promoted all around the country in lots and lots of different organisations. We've hit November, and where on earth is the year going? Time is just flying by, and while I'm not wishing my life away, I'm very conscious of the fact that we're quickly drawing to the end of the year, and Christmas is just around the corner. Time to slow things down just a little bit, and perhaps listening to this week's show is one way you can do that, and think about some of the things that really do matter in our lives, in this great gift of faith that we've been given in Jesus. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. We're going to be hearing from Sister Hilda Scott, as usual. We're going to hear from Trish McCarthy. Pleased to be able to say that we've got Bruce Downs on the show this week. Haven't heard from Bruce for a couple of weeks. He's a busy, busy man. And we just love the fact that he's so invested in supporting the journey and making sure that people are hearing some elements of the great message of hope that he gives to so many people live around the country and via his TV show on Christian TV as well. His theme is inspiring you to dream, and that's exactly what he does. So we're going to hear from Bruce. We're also going to hear from a great mate of mine, Sam Clear, one of those individuals who you meet in life and just go, wow, how can someone be that gifted, that talented, that capable? He's a man who's so committed to Christian unity. And if you haven't heard his story before, well, in a nutshell, he's a guy who decided one day after a whole lot of prayer and a whole lot of discernment, I'm going to walk around the world for Christian unity. And if I come to a church, I'm going to knock on the door. I'm going to say, hi, I'm Sam Clear. I'm from Australia. I'm walking around the world. Will you pray for me for Christian unity? He got some funny responses right around the world. He got some beautiful responses right around the world too. And he's got a great lesson for us today, one that you could really line up very much with perhaps some of the things that Jesus said, particularly around that notion of the story of the Good Samaritan. He learnt something significant from some Muslims as he was walking around the world and the way that they treated him. He learnt some things that really took him by surprise. Of course, we've got all of this fantastic music that Nick Weir, our sound editor, picks out each week, loves his Christian music, and he's got a great selection of music picked out for us this week. Now, this Sunday is actually the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time right around the world in terms of the gospel readings that are set down for today. And we're really lucky to have Father Michael Fallon provide us with the input this week. Father Michael is a world-renowned scripture scholar. He has literally written a commentary on every single book in the Bible. He's a man of great learning, man of great wisdom, and he's got a great voice too. His words just reach into your soul and your heart and you can't help but listen. So let's get into it. We'll hear from Father Michael, and then straight after that, we'll be getting into, well, a song called Thine Be the Glory by Wren Collective. They're one of my favourite bands. I love them. Absolutely love their stuff. Great show lined up this week. Thanks very much for joining us. Faith, hope, love and life. You've joined us on the journey.
Here's this week's reflection on the gospel.
This week's gospel comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. It's one of the most beautiful passages in Matthew's Gospel. We're given a glimpse into Jesus' heart as from his lips bursts a prayer to his Father of thanksgiving and praise. Jesus' heart is heavy, for in the previous scenes he has experienced rejection from the religious leaders. This rejection reminds us of the plea of God expressed by Isaiah in chapter 65, "I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek. I said, here I am, here I am, to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day to a rebellious people." In rejecting Jesus, the religious leaders who fancy themselves as wise and intelligent are rejecting the God he is revealing to them, the God who loves them as a father. They prefer to stay with the God of control, God of power, the power and control which, as leaders, they fancy themselves as sharing. This weighs heavily on Jesus' heart, but his prayer is one of profound joy for the simple, ordinary people who are welcoming his message. Listening to Jesus, they're being freed from the burden of a controlling, punishing God as they learn to share Jesus' own conviction that God is a loving Father. Jesus invites them, he invites us, to come out from under the heavy yoke of distorted religious teaching and to come to him. Life will still have its burdens, its disappointments, its sufferings, its yoke, but we're not left alone to carry it. We have a God who fills us with and surrounds us with love. Jesus himself will share the yoke with us. The God experienced by Jesus and revealed by him is a God who hears the cry of the poor and wants nothing more than to take people into his embrace. In promising his disciples rest for their souls, Jesus is promising them a share in his own intimate communion with God. I'm Michael Fallon. More scripture study material, text or audio, is available on my website, mbfallon.com.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey. Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness. Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
There's a story told of a particular tribe in America where the young boy, in order to be a man, had to go and spend the whole night in the forest on his own. No help, nothing. Well, this young lad went out to do precisely that, and I don't have to elaborate on the fear that the poor chap would have felt. Finally, he backed himself up against a tree and waited for the night to go, and somewhere in that night he fell asleep amid all his fears. The next morning when he woke up, of course, life looked very different indeed. And when he looked behind the tree where he'd spent the night, there was his father with his bow and arrow. The message is clear, isn't it? I don't care if you're a man or not, you're my son first. If anything happens to you, I'm here. Things happen to you and me as well. Hard things. Things that really throw us. Things that change our lives. God, with his bow and arrow, is waiting behind every single one of those events. God looks at you and me and simply says, I don't care whether you're a success or not. I don't care whether you make the grade or not. You belong to me, and I care what happens to you. Take heart. I beg you, take heart. And if this week something horrible happens, look behind the tree, because God will be there.
Welcome back to The Journey. I'm Jude Hennessy. Thanks very much for joining us on this week's show. And we just had the great privilege in joining in some of the wisdom that Sister Hilda brings to us each and every week from the Abbey. She's a woman who dedicates herself to prayer, gets up in the middle of the night and reads the scriptures and prays, and no wonder, the wisdom just oozes out of every word that she speaks. And that little story was all about the Native American. We've already heard from Michael Fallon and a bit of Wren Collective in there already in the show. Coming up now, though, we've got a great song for you. He Heard Me by United Pursuit Band. Faith, hope, love and life. Thanks for joining us on this week's journey.
He heard you. When your eyes were closed and your head held, he kept times you had to lay down and die. He held you and showed you how to keep hope alive, keep hope alive. And when the caged bird sings and your eyes lay hold of your dreams and your heart burns with the kiss that he's given, you will see, you will see that it's his love that carried us. It's his love. Oh, oh. Thank you.
now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Walking through a busy shop a few weeks ago, I was pleasantly surprised by a particular experience. As we shuffled round, it came to a bottleneck, and I had to excuse myself and squeeze through the fast closing gap of feet and shoulders. As one lady moved aside to make more room, I thanked her, and her reply was one I had not encountered before. "My pleasure," she said. My pleasure. It was her pleasure to make way for me. Someone she didn't know, hadn't met, would never see again. She took delight in being able to serve me. Imagine the difference it could make if we could take that attitude into all those little things in life. When God asks us in our hearts to forgive someone and we feel we can't, it would be my pleasure. When someone asks us to go beyond what we think we can give, like a lift that extends our journey by an extra 10 minutes, it would be my pleasure. To get up and go for a run to strengthen my body when I don't feel like it, it would be my pleasure. This may seem a little abstract or even silly, but it's worth playing with and see if it resonates with you. Coming to a deeper appreciation of who I am has had a lot to do with entertaining and playing with different attitudes and concepts until I find the ones that fit. Have fun today and genuinely smile inside and out when you get the chance to say out of love, it's my pleasure.
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
For the city, for the world we pray. Let your light shine down, come around and live in us. The close and the far away.
Journey. I hope you're enjoying this week's show. Wherever you are right around the country, big cheerio to our many, many listeners down there in Victoria, whether you be in Bendigo, Albury, Wodonga, in the Gippsland region. It's great to have you guys listening in. Of course, we've got really loyal listeners right throughout the Illawarra. Plenty of guys listening in up north as well. Cheerio to Werner and the guys up there at Port Macquarie. Thanks for being such great supporters of the show and Christian Unity, just reaching out and in unity, drawing people into faith in Jesus. We said Love Comes Down by Matt Maher. Canadian fella, was out here for World Youth Day a few years ago. He'd have to be up there as having the record, I reckon, for playing in front of the world's biggest crowd. He played at Rio last year at World Youth Day, and they reckon the crowd heading right down that big section of beach was somewhere in the vicinity of 8.5-9 million people. That's quite a crowd. Quite a crowd to have singing along with you, that's for sure. Must have been an incredible experience for him, just as it was for everyone who was present over there to join in prayer on the occasion of World Youth Day. Before Matt Maher, we had Trish McCarthy and her story that she called My Pleasure. All about gratitude, and just how gratitude really greases everyone's wheels. What grace-filled days we live when we do so graciously and with gratitude for everyone around us, and gratitude for our God. Time to keep the music running now is a bit of Bethel music and Chasing You. Faith, hope, love and life. Great to have you joining me on this week's journey.
inspiring you to dream. Here's Bruce Downs, The Catholic Guy.
What does it mean for a man to be wise? And what does it take for a man to be honest? True, most of us think they are basically honest, and most of us do not believe ourselves to be fools. We believe that we are careful, responsible adults. And we believe that, as our basic moral principles tells us, it's good to tell the truth. So we do, at least most of the time. However, we know deep down that as honest as we may believe ourselves to be with others, it's with ourselves that honesty often becomes the most difficult. That is why I find these words from one of history's greatest teachers so fascinating. Socrates said that the honest man is always a child, because it's not thinking of ourselves as wise that makes us wise, and it's not imagining ourselves to have learned that makes us knowledgeable, and it's not looking for ourselves as a grown-up that makes us role models. The wise man knows that he is still a fool. An educated man keeps learning because he knows that there's an ocean of knowledge he doesn't have. What if, rather than starting with what we do know and what we can do already and what problems we can solve, we started with what we have yet to learn? What a sense of wonder we would have. And it's in Jesus and it's in God that we can begin. Why don't you join me at thecatholicguy.com, where you'll be inspired to dream.